Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Mr. Jagger there on vocals. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Deborah Fine is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member of more than 10 years, author of The Fine Art of Small Talk, How to Start a Conversation and Keep It Going, et cetera, et cetera. Deborah, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
It's deborahfine.com, so DebraFine.com.
And she is fine, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much. But, you know, when we were talking a moment ago before commercial, management by walking around, about 10 years ago, the way I was lucky enough to enter offering my work as a trainer to Lockheed Martin mm-hmm. is because the CEO, who was headquartered in Denver at that time, they had implemented management by walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the entire organization, so in Austin, in Vandenberg, in Cape Canaveral, et cetera. And what they discovered, and previous to that is, you may remember, Jim, the fiasco with the millimeters versus
yep.
the inches.
Oh, yeah.
They had a big problem.
Mars, the Martian
right.
thing, yeah.
Exactly. And they determined.
It crashed.
Exactly. They determined it was because of lack of communication. And although they had implemented an open door policy and stuck with it, no problem. The problem was the door was open and nobody was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they determined that. I didn't. Mm-hmm. That's not for me to decide.
And so you can't wait till somebody comes through your door. You need to go through your own door.
That's
what
exactly
you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so here's the other problem. Why wouldn't a manager, an esteemed, highly educated, capable or beyond capable man or woman, not walk through their door? What they determined was one of the reasons they didn't walk through the door is because they didn't know what to say outside of business. So they could talk an evaluation of a project. How's it going? What's the supply chain? It's not that it comes easily to us, but we're very highly trained for what we do, right? Okay.
Right.
But it was the other part of it, like, how you doing? What's going on? What's new? How's your weekend? Tell me about mm-hmm. your family. Bring me up to date.
You gotta give a damn about people.
You gotta give a damn and you gotta know what to say.
Folks, there's only one other way to say that and put a fine point on it. You need to care about people. And another thing that oftentimes makes it easier for small business owners and probably not as easy for a lot of corporate managers is there's no job in this company that I didn't do first.
Oh.
Maybe one or two now after 17 and a half years. But,
well, yeah, because you didn't do web design.
No, but I actually was involved in the you're right. Not the HTML.
I meant HTML.
No, you're right. Sorry. You're right. And I did that on purpose. I didn't read the book because I didn't want to learn how. I wanted
right.
to hire that done. But my point is, yeah, you're right. The point is though, is that when I go talk to my people, I can talk to them about their job because I did it once, most small business owners can do that, whereas a corporate executive may not have ever done that. They've never been out on the dock, loading the trucks out or whatever.
That's why, that I don't know if you watch any reality TV, but it's sort of fun.
Not more than I have to.
Right. It's sort of fun to watch Undercover Boss.
Yeah.
Because although I'm sure it's
that's
edited and fake and all that, well, what's fun about it, I think, is that you do see a general manager of a big corporation being put in a position where, let's say, they have to wrap a burger or they have to go clean a tank.
I know how to wrap a burger.
Well, I would. I did wrap burgers.
I did, too.
But here's the point. Is you cannot be empathetic with someone. You can hardly be authentic unless you've done the role. It's so much easier to say you should do that faster. You shouldn't have done it this way. You shouldn't have done it that way. So I think that's not what I came on the show to talk about, But, Jim, mm-hmm. I think that's an important lesson that we should all take away today, mm-hmm. is that we should fill the roles of the people whenever we can, just to remind ourselves, this is what it's like to be in that person's shoes,
well,
right?
And I'll tell you something else, and it really pays dividends, because I wonder how many managers realize that when you're in your office with the door closed, people who work for you are wondering what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
They think about that. They think, because I remember being an employee. I was a good employee for 23 years. Okay. And I remember wondering, and it made me happier. It made me less anxious, regardless of what that man was or that woman was doing behind those doors, whether it was deciding my fate or not. It made me less anxious if I thought they were a real human being who gave a damn about me.
Right. Otherwise, it almost became a fearful situation.
That's
when you're
exactly
young.
That's exactly right. That's exactly,
you know,
right.
When I was an engineer, and it was a pretty fearful place to be anyways, because when you're the only woman, and I was accustomed to that because of school, but it's not a comfortable place, Jim, to be the only one in the room. And then, of course, there's nothing to talk about. And I say when I do programs, like whether it be at Google or Lockheed Martin to this day, I say you have to find a playing field that you can have a real conversation about something that has nothing to do with work. And it's, you need to assume the burden. The manager needs to assume the burden of making that 24-year-old engineer feel comfortable. I don't care if you're 55 or carrying a card like you are, Jim, or what. It's your, you assume the burden of making other people feel comfortable when they're with you, and find, whether you find commonalities or not, find something to talk about. Peel the layers. You know that book, The Fine Art of Small Talk.
Yep,
I say every conversation is an opportunity for success, and small talk is the appetizer for any relationship. It's the appetizer. So yeah, we can't spend too much time on it. We've got work to do. It's busy. Spend 5 minutes with somebody. Then you know you can say you're authentic, but if you don't know how to talk to somebody, then being authentic is not good enough because you won't get anywhere.
It's also not a bad thing for the employees not to know when the old man might walk by.
Don't talk about yourself like that, Jim.
And notice I didn't say the old lady, by the way.
Yeah, because you can't say that anymore.
No, you can't say that.
Like Hillary said the other day.
You shot for that.
You know what, Hillary, I'm going to paraphrase.
Hold on to that thought. You have to tell that in the next segment. Quick break. Right back with Deborah Fine. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. 'Cause this land's
the place I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.